What are some of the tiny victories that made you feel like, you know what, I've arrived? One example somebody gave was, they went from a full size to a king size bed. That's a big deal.
That's making it, man. That is,
yeah,
you know?
You know, I remember the first time I got a king size bed, I was like, oh, there's a lot of room here.
This is how others live?
Yeah, and then you know, you get divorced. You're like, man, I really need a smaller bed. Just rolling around in my pity. Right. I sleep on, like, seriously, 2 feet of the bed on the very far right of it.
But do you not? Well, I don't know, because when I go to a hotel, I get angry. Like, if on the rare chance that I'm traveling by myself, it really never happens. But when I get in the room and it's a double queen or whatever, I think, the one time I can have this whole bed to myself, and now I'm sleeping on a queen.
Yeah.
You know, I still want the full king so I can just roll around.
Yeah, you get it. You want to get it.
Yeah, pillows on one side, my laptop, my books and all my other stuff on. So good.
Tell us about the tiny victory where you're like, you know what? I'm starting to make it here in life. Let's go to Paige. Paige, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. My moment was when I could stare off into the distance while pumping gas. You know, not paying attention to making sure it stops at like 12:49.
Oh my gosh, yes, been there.
Oh, that the is worst. So good.
You know you're going to put gas in it later. Like, I'll just do $10. Hey, that's a great one. Yeah.
That's great.
You done came up. Let's go to Lo. Lo, what's a tiny victory where you're like, you know what? I've arrived.
I no longer qualify for food stamps or Medicaid.
Hey, there you go. All right. Good job. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, nothing. I mean, it's a good moment. It depends if she's making more than when she was on.
She felt like she was. That was a good thing.
Right, Lo? So you were on it for a little bit, which there's no shame in that. We all need help from time
to
time.
I got real comfortable with the extra they were giving out during, like, COVID. And then all of a sudden that went away, and I did not qualify for anything anymore. And I realized I actually do have a decent job.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, Lo. Appreciate it. Again, no shame in if you need it.
No, not at all. I think what pops into my mind right away was when I went away to college. And I think this was like kind of my first taste of freedom, you know. But growing up, we ate a lot of generic brand,
yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. I mean, we didn't know any differently. It's just whatever. And I remember going to college once and I picked out a box of cereal. And naturally, I went to the generic, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's all I'd ever known. And I thought, I have student loan money left over. I can buy the name brand cereal. And in that moment, I thought, I've come up. You know, it wasn't really my money.
Yeah. You're not like Fruity Small Rocks or Fruity Pebbles.
But I bought that name brand and I felt in the moment. This is what life could be.
Yeah.
You know?
This is what the other half has. The other side has.
Katie, you still make fun of people who buy generic stuff.
No, I do not. I buy generic all the time.
Okay.
I do, because I was going to say the other part of that is that one moment was very fleeting, because then when you're just continually buying groceries, it is everything that is on sale or generic.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, a lot of people think with medications, like, oh, I want the name brand. And why does insurance cover? Well, actually, the FDA requires it to be the exact same ingredient. Now, they might have other marketing and gel cap or something like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you go to Costco, the off-brand Kirkland is better than the name brand.
And it's because it's made by the companies that are selling the name brands.
Right.
They're just making a generic Costco generic.
And
for
white
Costco.
Labeling the wine is they actually do a lot of investigation and tasting everything else for a winery that white labels the Kirkland wine. And Kirkland wine, one of them, Chardonnay, you probably love Chardonnay. It was in Wine Spectator magazine top 10.
I love it. I love when Jason tells me things I told him.
You probably love Chardonnay. I
told you.
You probably like the oak better too.
I told you about the Wine Spectator magazine. I told you that Costco. Oh, yes, I did.
I don't think so.
I have the text to prove it. You want receipts? Yes, I got them. Yes. I can't wait.
I actually was in here because I would tune out when y'all were talking about wine.
Of course.
But I told you about that.
I don't think so. I want receipt.
And then also, I'll show you the receipt. And then
she was
also
big into wine and all the stuff.
I thought it was my parents.
No, it was me. And then also, I told you that Costco seeks out the wineries and works with them to create labels for Costo.
I knew about that for years.
No, I'm going to go ahead. Right. I'm going to look back and I'm going to find it.
You might have said it, but I already knew.
We're getting off on generics here, but there's nothing better than a generic Ozempic from China.
Yeah, there you go. Is that how you knew you made it?
Yeah, I knew I made it. No. I'll tell you how I made it. Is when I was like, I can afford a really good divorce attorney.
Oh my gosh.
I had to go in the first time, but only spent $1,000. I'm like, I can do better. I can spend $100,000.
That's nothing.
We see where that got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that's making it so you're not made it anymore.
I know. Yeah.
You're not now, making it anymore.
Now I can get the generic cereals. See how it all works together.
Yes, it does.
Let's go to Josh. Josh, what was a tiny victory that made you feel like, you know what? I'm starting to make it.
When I made my final house payment.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah, that's exciting. How long did it take you?
I did it on my 36th birthday.
Dang.
So how long did it take you, though?
4 years.
4 years?
Wow.
How much were you paying?
That was aggressive.
Holy moly.
It was one of those situations. I bought it for almost condemned and remodeled everything myself. And then,
good for you, dude. no, I mean, seriously,
yeah,
good for you. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Awesome.
A lot of sweat equity.
There you go.
No doubt.
All right, Josh, that's wow. Got to feel good not having a mortgage payment.
Yeah, I admire people who can do that sort of thing in their home. You know, they just look at it and they're like, this is what we need. This is what I can do. And then they just do it.
No, I had to hire my friend Sal's son to install a new dishwasher. I mean, there's like a YouTube tutorial.
No.
I know my limits.
Well, where'd you get the dishwasher? Usually when you buy the dishwasher, it's like relatively cheap.
I saw a little, I'm not going to say which place, major box store.
Uh-huh.
Said, free install with purchase a new dishwasher. Nope. The install was almost as much as the dishwasher.
I don't understand.
I think it was only if you buy like the $1,000 dishwasher is it free. It's only like these certain ones like $700 and above. I'm spending $700 on a dishwasher.
Was it like the small print where it says at the bottom?
Yeah, and I was like no, because they said to install it was $250. And then the take it away was $50. And to deliver it was $50. I'm like,
so then you
would
be
$350 for the, and I got like Frigidaire. It's like fine. I mean, it's nothing fancy, but you know, I got a decent price on it.
Well, and if you don't hook them up right,
so
it can ruin your floors, your plumbing, all the things.
And I know I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Melt your cabinets.
I hope Sal's son knows what he's doing.
He's an engineer by trade.
That's
good. He's built his own electric car already for like a competition.
He can handle a dishwasher.
He was like, a dishwasher, easy. Okay. Like if you want to like rewire my house, he's like, well, I could if I wanted to. He did it in a fair price.
You know you're an adult when you're excited about getting a dishwasher.
Yes!
Katie, as soon as it was done, I took the stuff out of the old dishwasher that was kind of, you know, it still worked, but it didn't work great.
Uh-huh.
And I did a fresh load.
Nice.
And when it was done, I was like, kids, come here. Look how clean the dishes are. Like, we got used to it, like, just kind of being okay or having to do it twice and all this stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then the kids were like, what?
But do you find yourself now, even though you've only had it for a short amount of time, but you're like, okay, this is the dishwasher detergent that we're using.
Yes.
Nobody else put anything else in there, you know? And
no food in there.
Right. Make sure.
That will last for a week.
I know.